Welcome back, everyone, to The Lady Grey. I'm Ava.
And I'm Anna.
And we are in the library today, so please ignore any sounds that you guys are listening to.
Just focus on us. Follow our voice.
Which you should be doing already, so
we're
nothing
like hypnotizing
new.
Them.
Yeah. You are getting sleepy. You are closing
you
your
are
eyes.
You are going to listen to the full episode.
Anyway, so yeah, just ignore any background noises that are going on. Unfortunately, we are on the move constantly.
We are on the move.
Never in the same place twice.
Nope. Anyways, it's
Moving
been a while.
On. It has been
because
a while.
Ava, we skipped last 2 weeks ago's episode because
I had a couple job interviews and then some other meetings that were running at the same time. So unfortunately, I was unavailable.
And I was okay with it.
So this is just going to be a very jam-packed episode, I guess.
No, it's not. We're just talking about whatever we feel like. So let's start on the list.
Top of the list. Let's start with the most recent.
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl was yesterday. We were recording Monday.
I didn't watch it. I didn't care.
Did you watch the halftime?
I heard it. My students were playing it in the lounge, but I...
Oh my gosh, should I give you the rundown? For everyone who didn't watch it.
Okay.
So for halftime, I only go watch the Super Bowl for halftime. I live in a family with only girls, so we only go for the halftime. Anyway, so she comes on stage, and it was just a series of five panels, I guess. And they were, like, being levitated, like, brought up and down, like, vertically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've seen
by,
I've
by
seen
strings.
That.
Like, yeah.
Did she perform the whole thing on those panels?
No, she did get off them occasionally. Okay. But at first, we didn't realize what was going on because there was, like, a lot of people, and she was wearing a lot of clothing. Like, she was wearing a jacket. Mm-hmm. And then she took it off, and we were like, oh, is she pregnant? And I think it was supposed to be a bigger reveal than it was because I did hear that there was some hype, like, saying, oh, there's going to be a guest, like, a surprise guest and stuff like that. And I think that was the kid, like, the baby.
Aw, that's
but
cute.
The reveal wasn't really there, so a lot of people were spending the whole time searching up, like, is she pregnant? What's going on? Like she looks pregnant, whatever, whatever. Anyway, because of that, she wasn't really dancing. It was mostly the background dancers who were pulling most of the weight. But you know what? She really killed it with the vocals. It was really, really good. And it was, I think it was 13 minutes long. So it was a pretty good halftime. And
13
yeah.
13 minutes?
I think so. No. Don't quote me on that. But it was really well done. I liked it, especially...
You know, she announced her pregnancy today on Instagram.
I mean, a little late for that, but it's okay.
But, like, officially.
Officially? Let's see. That's so funny.
The okay. outfit and everything. Okay. Bad.
Huh.
It's like bad gal Riri, right?
Yeah, it is.
Where is it? Sadie literally sent it to me.
Go back. Maybe she deleted it.
Maybe she did.
Oh, that's so weird.
What the heck? Oh.
Okay,
oh.
Well.
Well, no, that's April.
Huh. Yeah,
hold on.
All right, guys. We might have a scandal. Might have
been... Oh, here. Oh, Rihanna official.
That's not her.
Yeah, that's her outfit.
I know, but that's not her Instagram.
No, but... She probably, like, this was posted on a story.
What did
or
the
something.
Caption say?
It's like a fan account.
Mm.
Yeah,
so it ends up being really good, especially just because.
Watch.
Yeah, she was really dressed nicely. But yeah, it was good. I did see that, I think someone rated it an 8, like the 8th best halftime show.
What's the first one?
I don't know. Probably like Prince or like Michael Jackson or something.
Oh.
But I don't know if I liked it as much as, like, other ones. Because I like theatrics. Like, I like it being all out. Like, Katy Perry is, like, riding on a lion. I thought that was really cool. You know what I mean? So, I liked it. But, yeah. There wasn't a lot of dancing for good reason.
Let her chill.
Yeah, no, I'm saying for good reason.
Yeah. I don't have that many opinions on it. I didn't watch it. I was...
What were you doing?
Me, Caroline, and Sadie were watching Brokeback Mountain. And I cried a little bit at the end because it's a really sad movie. It's beautiful, but it's really sad. And I don't recommend it to anybody who's, like, who cries easily during movies. But I just, we have, like, we went through a phase with that movie last year. But Sadie's never seen it.
What are you talking about?
She wasn't there when we watched it.
Really?
Yeah, so we finally watched with her, and she was, like, broken after it. And I was like, yeah.
It's a life-changing movie.
That's what Heath Ledger and Jake Gyllenhaal will do to you. It made me really sad. But it was a really nice movie. We watched that instead.
Yeah, no, that might have been better than the halftime show. I guess so.
No comment.
No comment. Anyway.
Okay, next topic. John Tory resigning. Did you hear?
Who's John Tory?
Toronto mayor.
Did not know that.
What?
I do not live in Toronto. Why? I do not care about every single mayor of every single town.
Do you want to hear about it?
Yeah, who is he? Okay, first tell me who he is and then what happened.
Read this out loud.
John Tory stepped down as mayor of Toronto after having relations with a staff member.
You can say that on the podcast.
Oh, I don't know. Relations still works.
Yeah. And it was saying that, like, she was... how she was, like, his employee and, uh-oh, like... 31 years old, and this guy...
How old is he? He's old.
Can you tell?
Yeah, he's old. What, like 32?
Yeah. Nah, maybe pushing 35.
So funny.
But that's... Ew. Ew. That is the biggest power...
At least he resigned.
Power imbalance. Yeah, he... From what I saw, he was like, yeah, I'm resigning to focus on my, like... focus on rebuilding my relationship with my family.
They always say that.
Well, yeah, you better work on it.
Yeah.
With an employee?
Yeah.
That's wild. And you're the mayor. You can't do that. Kind of an example,
I mean,
you said it.
Out of everyone. Kind of can do that.
Well, you can do that, but you shouldn't do that. That's the thing. With 31 years old, I don't know.
Yeah, that's awful. That's not good. Well, at least he's gone. Who's taking over?
Oh, some woman.
Oh, pop off. They should have made the employee the mayor.
Yeah, but I don't know. Good for her, but also kind of sucks that she's stepped in because of that and not because she got, like, elected.
That sucks, but yeah.
But still, I guess give her the opportunity and let her build the trust of the people.
Wow, you're thinking long term.
We need more women in positions.
Of power.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. True, 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 true. Girl power.
Yes. Feminism.
Just like our show.
This is
peak feminism.
This is feminist media.
Okay.
I'm pro woman.
I'm pro woman.
That's why we have a show together.
This is perfect.
This is feminist media.
Oh, gosh.
It's not a bad thing. We're laughing because we just came up with this on the spot.
Yeah.
But we are feminists.
Yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure. Another thing to add, something that happened recently to me, is I dyed my hair last night. Only thing is...
Two nights ago.
No.
When this comes out.
Oh, two nights ago. Okay, so it will be two nights from when you guys listen to this. I dyed my hair, and I swear someone switched the box color.
Yeah, right now, guys, you can't see. Her hair is purple.
It's bright fuchsia. I was going for a golden blonde, but no. I was doing a little bit of a...
You thought it was toner? It was not toner.
It was not toner. I was going for a brown, like a lighter brown, darker brown. But my hair is very dark brown, and it did not look like the box at all. So, on that note, I honestly think somebody might have switched the contents. Because I don't...
And why would they do that?
For fun. Knowing that they're messing up...
Have you lost faith in humanity because of this situation?
Yes. I'm now... Like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't know how I'm gonna leave my house every day. Like, I'm terrified.
Don't.
Am I going to? I'm scared.
We're actually What's filming next? This at Ava's house because she has no
God. No, but so my hair, I use temporary dye, so hopefully.
Why don't you use permanent? It's not permanent. I just call it permanent.
What do you mean?
It'll grow out and you can switch it.
Yeah, but I don't want to grow it out. This comes out in like 28 washes.
Why do you keep buying dye when you can just dye it once permanently?
Because it just fades nicer. Like, I just like how it fades. Because it fades out of all the hair at once. It's not like it grows from the root.
Oh, okay.
You know?
I see.
I don't mind it. I'm okay with it.
All right.
But yeah, that's kind of the most, like, recent thing that's happened to me that's talk-worthy.
I'm going to cut my hair soon.
How short? Oh, I kind of vibe with that, but also it's going to look very different on you.
I've done it before.
Last year?
No.
Okay, well then I haven't
seen it. 4 years ago-ish.
Oh, then I have not seen you with that.
I want to cut my hair shoulder length.
And shoulder length reminds me of like that scene from Fleabag. Where it's like her sister
gets I'm not going to look like an eraser.
Pencil top?
Like it's French.
Yeah, the top of a pencil. Like a little bit of lead. That's what her hair looks like.
I need to rewatch that show.
I do too.
I've been thinking about it for so long. I'm like, that's a show I want to
I keep rewatch. Seeing it on my, like, feed. Like, on my, like, social media feed.
Social media feed?
Like, I'm I've sorry, seen
like,
it.
What, like, TikTok, I've seen it on, Instagram?
I've seen it on all platforms.
Me too.
Like, what? Why am I seeing it everywhere?
Why not?
Well, why?
Ask Mr. TikTok and
I'll tell you. I'm gonna have to, honestly. Okay, what's next on our list?
Weird For You page.
Whoa, we just segued into that perfectly.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
You start and then I have something
really okay. Funny. No. I was just saying my For You page, I'm getting on like weird sides of TikTok. Mostly animals. Mostly people doing like a 3 second skit. Like, I don't really get those. And I've seen so many originals. It's not even funny. Like, you know those, like, oh, like, guys, like, this is the original and stuff like that? Dude,
I showed Sadie. It was like, I'm the first guy to put bingo, what is it? The bingo dapper ink on, like, a thing of ice.
Really?
And he poured the liquid in ice. And I was like, I was one of the first people to see that. Because that's crazy. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but I'm talking, like, about, like, embarrassing videos that, like, get recreated. Are you not on that side?
Oh, no. I get, like, weird. Like, again, with the bingo dapper like, fluid yeah. in a cup of ice. Like, you guys are the first people to see this.
That is so funny. I've seen a couple of those, but not like that. I've seen, like, other stuff. I can't remember. But... yeah, I get, like, a lot of, like, videos that have, like, one or two likes, but they're so funny.
Oh, no, I get so many, like, new videos.
New, yeah. Yeah.
That's no, so I,
What are you drinking?
Water.
Oh. That was gonna be more interesting.
No, I've refilled it recently. Okay. I started watching F1 and, like, getting more into it.
What's F1?
Formula One. The race car.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. It's so interesting. And I just keep getting videos of the events of all the Grand Prix, of the drivers, of like funny moments, random moments.
Really?
Like, just ask literally like anybody. And my For You page is just like right just after
F1.
Oh, it's that. But also, I don't even interact with these videos, but I keep getting them. Do you remember Lazy Town?
Yes.
Do you know?
Yes.
Sporticus?
Yes.
Tell me why I keep getting edits of Sporticus. I don't like them. I don't send them to people. And they just somehow show up on my phone. Want to see? I saved
I
one.
I want to see them.
I saved one to show you. Guys, I can't. Hello?
Oh my gosh, another F1 video?
F1. Oh, Pedro Pascal.
I was about to talk about
that. Oh, that's on the list.
That is okay. Almost good. We can talk about that dude, for a hot minute.
Dude. This has 1.4 million views, by the way. This really? Edit of Sporticus.
Edited by explosion. Stop.
It's just...
What the heck?
And you know what's funny? I went to the page. First off, it's all edits of him. And she's 14.
She's 14 now?
Making edits.
Oh, she's a 14-year-old.
The creator. Look.
That is so funny.
Look at this. Like, hashtag Sporticus. It's just him.
That is so funny. At least she has a hobby, you know? Put that on the resume.
Yeah, video editing.
Sporticus account.
But I keep getting those videos. There's
that. I mean, that's a good problem to have. I don't know why you're complaining. That's not a good problem.
And I keep getting F1, Sporticus, and just like random things too. But I think the algorithm is broken because this is not what I want to see. I want to see animals. I want to see pretty destinations.
Yep.
I want to see video diaries. I want to see Get Ready With Me.
I love those.
I love, or What's in My Bag, like Pack My Bag With Me. Love those videos.
I just like funny videos, like skits and stuff. Mm. And I like edits of a certain someone that might be on our list of topics to talk about.
Hey, sexy. Did you see the SNL thing?
Mm-mm. There's an SNL skit of him
addressing the edits. He was a teacher and he's like, you guys need to stop making these videos of me, and it shows like an edit of...
I need to go watch this right after this podcast.
Okay, you keep talking and I'll show
you'll
you.
Bring it up.
Yeah,
but I love his edits. I'm watching The Last of Us right now. I like love him. Like, he is so...
He's funny.
He's so funny. Like, every time I see him in an interview, he's actually hilarious.
Yes, and, like, slay, and, like...
I love it. I think it's so funny.
SNL.
But him in Last of Us is really, really good.
I've been wanting to watch that show, but I feel like it'll give me, like, anxiety the whole time.
No, it's good. They do it in a good way. The video game is very similar, but they... I actually saw this funny thing. So, in the video game...
Fit. Oh my gosh. Like,
that's funny.
Literally a TikTok, like, template.
Mm-hmm.
That means he sees
all of course of he sees it.
And it wasn't there that thing where, like, that truth or, like, that lie thing, the detector test.
Oh, yeah,
and I was like,
yeah,
do you watch
yeah.
videos? Like, do you search yourself up? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah. No, of course. I would, too. Anyway, what was I talking about?
Last of Us?
Oh, yeah. So, in the video game, the air is, like, poisonous. Or, like, there's fungus that can, like, infect you, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the show, they take that out. They take that out so they don't have to wear masks or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's so funny because somebody made a joke. Oh, they took out the masks because they want to see his face more of the time. Mm-hmm. Like, that's so funny. But it's a good show. It's really good. Like, I love it. I'm, like, waiting for the next episode to come out. It's so good.
Hmm. Yeah, see, those zombie movies kind of, like, freak me out.
I love apocalyptic movies. Love them.
Ever since I've watched, what's that Korean one? Oh my gosh. I was literally
that
so
sad though.
I was stressed the whole time.
Okay, that
like
one's sad.
I don't want to put myself through. Love the actor. But like just I can't do it. That was
okay,
so
but, like
stressful.
But like that one's different because they're in a closed area. Like it's supposed to be stressful. This one, it's more they have more time for a plot. Like this an actual plot.
Between the characters?
Between everyone, like, relationships, like, okay. All the characters get to, like, actually, there's not a lot of zombies yet.
Okay.
There are a couple scenes that are, like, really, really good.
Mm.
But most of them are, there's not that many.
Mm.
Mostly because they're, like, pretty hard to do. They're very complex.
So it was by accident?
Whoops, it's okay.
I didn't, sorry.
Anna's just destroying my property.
Oh, no, I just touched her laptop by accident.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway. But yeah, I love his edits. Keep them coming. If anybody
What's
knows how to talk to Mr.
TikTok,
let him know. I'm okay
What's
with it.
What's that one TikTok account that, like, everybody that made that edit? It's like Decree DV.
I don't even know the name. At this point, I just see it reposted.
I keep seeing, check up on her after, like, the SNL skit. I'm pretty sure, like, she did, like, an interview
No way.
Yeah.
On a TikTok edit?
Because, yeah.
How many views does it have right now? Why is she doing interviews? Who is she? Who is this girl? Let me start making edits, see if I get interviews.
Okay, are we jealous here?
I'll be on the next SNL episode.
Okay, how many? It's all 19.7 million views.
19.7, that's
this
good.
This is 2.1, 2, 1.1, 3, 1.2, 1.8, 2.5, 1.3,
that's
2.4,
good.
1.3.
They're all of him, that's so funny.
That, whoa. That.
She's dedicated.
Yeah.
You know
Let
what?
Me search her up, because I swear she did an interview. Mm-hmm. Or maybe that was just.
Just you thinking?
Yeah. Reddit, bro, have you guys seen that decree on TikTok? That man has such a hold on me. That's so funny.
He is really good.
Yeah, I want to meet him though.
I'll tell you about some of the scenes later in the show that are like really good. Anyway,
Ava here needs to take a breather. Go touch some grass. Go outside.
Oh yeah, guys, there's grass now. The snow has melted. The geese are back. It's a high of 7 on Tuesday. Dude, I'm both.
I just showed Ava a picture. It says, girlhood is a spectrum. On the far right end is big lizard. And on the far left is creepy porcelain doll.
Did you do this on purpose?
No, that just showed
okay,
up.
Okay, so fun fact. I actually used to collect porcelain dolls.
Me too.
Like, I'm talking like Victorian dressed porcelain dolls. Like,
yeah.
With stands and stuff that
yeah.
I got from Victorian. Did you really?
It's like a European thing.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I just got them at like garage sales. Like I'd go biking and I'd see somebody selling them and I'd be
no,
like, yeah.
I didn't have porcelain. I also had glass.
What's the difference?
I don't know, but I just remember glass doll.
Yeah, me too. And then I also had lizards. Like I would like collect them.
Sorry, I'm on
She's just on social media.
Sometimes a girl has to stay up late and be insane on the internet.
Hashtag relatable.
Hashtag decree. The edits.
What's the next thing on our list?
Fine.
We have so much stuff on our list.
No, we don't. We're halfway through.
Oh, good.
Okay. Nice weather out.
Oh, I already covered that.
Okay.
It's good weather. It's a high of 7. It's finally getting warmer. It's going to be nice this week.
Did you lend your nail polish to Caroline?
No, she's nicer stuff than me. I've got, like, crappy nail polish.
Okay, because I swear she had the exact same color as you
no,
yesterday.
No, hers is nicer. It's, like, darker. It's, like, a it's like a juicier
the next
color.
The topic is nail polish, and I painted my nails.
They look nice. I was going to say something about them. I like the color.
Thank
These
you.
Nails are not nice right now.
Ava's
I'm running
red.
Out.
What shade? How would you describe it?
Brick.
That is not brick. Brick
that's,
is darker.
That's exactly what the nail polish calls it.
No, it's not brick. Brick is darker and more orange. That, okay. Shall we? Ava's nails
very,
are like...
They're very ugly right now.
It's like red crayon from Crayola.
Mm, I follow the Crayola channel on Instagram, the official page.
I used to follow them on YouTube.
Why on YouTube? That's so random. On the YouTube?
Because they made stuff, I'm pretty sure.
Did they?
They did.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Good to know.
Thank you.
But yeah, my
Describe
nail polish
my nails
look that good.
To the viewers.
I like yours. Hers are like, it's like a very like pink, like not pink. It's like a very pale pink, like light pink, but it's also like very pearlescent. So it's got a little bit of
like yellow and orange in the bottle.
Yeah, but it's like a pearly kind of shine
See,
on it.
See, when you shine, it's like.
A pearl.
Yeah. Wow.
I like it though. It's like a light pink.
Thank you.
Very pretty.
Thank you. I thought for Valentine's Day I'd do it. And I'm just going for light colors because I had like blue last time.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. How are your classes? How do you like?
I don't want to talk about school. we literally discussed, we're like, yeah, we're not going to talk about school.
My bad.
Next topic. Pedro Pascal. Next. Reading week plans.
Reading week plans is just studying for midterms. Because I've got BDM, not BDM, I've got law and accounting in the same weekend. I've got that's law. Wild. I've got law on Saturday morning and then accounting Sunday afternoon.
Welcome to my life. That was me last term.
That's awful. I hate it. So I'm literally going to be doing that and then writing my essay for my fairy tales class. So I got to do that. Get started on that. What about you? What are your plans? Anything fun?
I'm just going to hang out with my friend Felicia. Maybe go downtown. That's downtown good. Toronto. Just that's to good.
Yeah, not downtown here.
No, not Kitchener.
I live here and I wouldn't do that.
There's not much there. I wanted her to take me to, like, nice spots that her and her friends go to.
Ooh.
Just so I know, and I was going to see her apartment.
Oh, yeah, where did she go to school?
TMU.
What does TMU stand for?
Toronto Metropolitan University. Used to be Ryerson.
They changed the name of Ryerson?
Have you been living under a rock?
Yeah, apparently.
They changed it so long ago.
Like, what, a year ago? 2 years ago? Really? Is it longer than that? She's searching it up.
Mm-hmm. October 27, 2022.
Oh, so like a year. Maybe a little bit more than a year.
Why'd it's they change? Been 4 months.
Why'd they... Oh, October of 2022.
Yeah.
4 months. Why'd they change it? Four months.
Because that's Ryerson crazy. Was a really bad guy.
Oh, pop off, TMU. Good job.
Yeah. I like the sound of it.
No, I like
Toronto
it too.
Toronto Metropolitan.
They did that for a high school in Waterloo as well. It's now called Laurelwood High.
What was it before?
Sir John A. McDonald.
I thought he was good.
Apparently not. I don't know.
Oh.
I didn't go to that school.
Oh.
But yeah, that's crazy.
I don't
crazy.
Think he was bad. Well, who am I thinking of that wasn't bad? Oh, I'm thinking Lincoln.
Yeah, definitely
I know
different.
Lincoln wasn't bad, I think.
Definitely different. Also, he's not our president, so...
I know, but I was just thinking, there was, like, somebody that's super old and good.
Mm.
Like, McDonald, they both had a beard. That's what.
Wow.
They look similar.
Okay. Good to know. Beards make everyone look the same.
Everybody with a beard looks the same.
Could be from different centuries and you wouldn't know a difference.
They are not from different centuries. John A. McDonald's 2 years
An
older
a?
Than Lincoln.
No way.
No, I just made that
you
up.
You made that up.
Let's see, actually. I'm kind of curious. Okay, John A. McDonald.
The fact I almost believed you too.
Okay, born 1815.
Okay. It's going to be a different... I don't think it's going to be...
Oops. No.
Okay, so who's in 1815?
John A. McDonald.
Oh, shoot.
1815. This guy, 1809.
Whoa!
10, 11, 12,
close.
13, 14, 6 years. Double what I said.
Shut up.
Double. I said three. It's six. They were around the same time. Look at Lincoln. Look at him. And now look. Oh.
He does not.
Okay, they don't look.
They do not look. He doesn't even have a beard.
I thought John A. McDonald had a beard.
Okay, guys. So John A. McDonald.
Sorry, guys. I'm spreading Canadian misinformation.
What are you talking about? John A. is Canadian.
I just said Canadian misinformation. He doesn't have a beard.
Oh, okay, okay.
Can you stop doing that? They're gonna hear just.
Oh yeah. Sorry, guys.
Just keep doing it. Next.
I was fiddling with
my
bracelets.
Me and Caroline and Sadie, our friends, our mutual friends,
mm-hmm.
We wanted to go to Spain.
Over the summer?
No, for the reading week.
Oh!
But I found out that we calculated the cost of everything. We were going to go to Buffalo, go to the airport, then go to Spain. And then I have a place to stay that's... Like
in Spain.
6 hour drive from Barcelona. No. Madrid. We wanted to be in Madrid. But the place that my family lives in is like at the border with Portugal near the water. Mm. So we were going to spend some time in, like, the city and then go there and then go to Portugal.
Wow, you guys really thought this through. And we wanted to go to a cruise
and we looked up prices and everything. But then I found out that Spain experiences wintertime.
Does it?
I thought it was warm there all the time.
It's not.
No?
Huh.
No.
I mean, it's not that bad.
You know how much it is there today?
What?
Let's see. Waterloo right now, 4 degrees. Ew.
Waterloo is gross. 4 degrees? I'm okay with 4 degrees. Madrid. It was negative, like...
It's 8 degrees there. Like, it's not hot. So we were like, well, why are we going to go to a cruise with, like, 8 degree weather?
So, well, like, cruises go everywhere.
Actually, oh my gosh, Thursday, 17 degrees.
It's just getting hotter.
Yeah, but I didn't know that it went down this low. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It is nighttime. It's 8 degrees in nighttime there.
The air quality is unhealthy in Madrid?
Yeesh. Dang.
Toronto, 8 degrees. In Poland, 4 degrees.
It's 4 degrees here too.
Actually, it's 5 degrees right now.
Oh. Change in weather?
Good job. Partly cloudy.
It's a high of 7 today?
You literally were...
No, Wednesday, I was talking about yesterday.
Wednesday, tomorrow. 11.
Oh, wow.
That's... Wednesday, 0. 60% chance of snow.
Oh.
Yikes.
Gross.
But anyways, yeah, I wanted to go to Spain to see one of my favorite...
It just got really loud in here. For just a minute. For literally just a minute.
I wanted to go to see my favorite F1 driver.
Stop with the F1. This is the reason you're getting it still on your For You page.
I'm not complaining about that. I'm complaining about the Sporticus.
I still don't know why you're complaining.
It's a good edit. No, it is not. I went to sports trivia by accident with some friends. Mm-hmm. We stayed there. We were at Wilf's. We were getting food, and then they were setting things up. We're like, oh my gosh,
trivia!
And then we saw it was sports themed, and we're like, oh god.
But like, trivia's trivia. I like guessing too. Was it like? Did you have to like think of the answer out of thin air, or did they give you multiple choice?
Thin air.
Ugh.
Oh my gosh, for the sports movies, one of our friends, she like we had like 7 open spots, and she's like, just put Mighty Ducks for all of them. None of them were Mighty Ducks.
No.
But the music, I got all correctly. I got all the F1 questions right.
There were no F1
there
questions.
There were 2.
Really?
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you. Just and I only started a couple of days ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Oh. It is really good.
Anyway, we can try and relocate. We have
guests.
Yeah. This is the problem of recording in a public place.
I'm trying to whisper that to him.
To the audience.
ASMR.
But yeah.
But yeah, I wanna go to Monaco too. Whoa. I've been wanting to go.
I wanna go too. I wanna go places.
Ever since I did my Francophonie country project in grade 11 and 12, and I always picked Monaco because I was like, oh my gosh, rich country, cool tourism, I can do, like, this project's gonna be so easy. Oh my gosh, want to know something funny? Funny story. In grade 11, when we were doing like presentations about Francophonie countries, my friend, he got Burkina Faso.
What is that?
It's an African country. Tell me why at the time we had to look for, like, to make people want to come to the country. There was, like, a humanitarian crisis and kidnapping.
No.
And he was like, what am I supposed to say? And, like, there's poverty levels in the kid.
Oh, my gosh.
He picked the worst country to do his presentation.
That really sucks. Where, did you guys get time to, like, research the country?
No.
You just had to go off the...
No, but I just knew that... Monaco had Monte Carlo and they were super rich, and I found out it's because they don't pay like certain taxes, and everybody there drives like Ferraris and Lambos and all that.
I want a Ferrari, so
I want a Ferrari too.
Imagine us with Ferraris. Would they be matching? Like, what color would you get?
Matte black.
matte black. What colors are there in Ferraris?
Any. Have you seen those ugly colors where they get, like, bright yellow or, like, neon
those
green?
Those are Ferraris? I don't know what a Ferrari looks like.
Wait, no, I lied. Those are Lamborghinis.
Yeah.
Ferraris, they go, like, black, red, white.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, matte black I want. I just want a matte black car in general.
But, like, matte black, I feel like it would get so dirty. Like, well, think about where we live.
Am I driving my Ferrari everywhere? Am I doing groceries in it?
I would hope you're buying a car.
If I have the money for a Ferrari, I have the money for another car that I'm going to do all my, like, regular things.
Then what's the point in the Ferrari?
To show it off.
Maybe
to drive it to different
things.
Maybe
I don't want a Ferrari. Maybe I want, like, a Jeep. Jeeps are
really bad. They are not economical. And I've been in one. They're so uncomfortable. Like, it's just, it's very compact. You know what I mean? You ever been in one?
I think so. That's a big I think, though. I definitely have been at least one.
I didn't like it. It was not
guys,
little.
Guys, Anna is anti-Jeep. No comment? Okay, no comment.
Confirmation.
Confirmation.
But I would, yeah, Ferrari, or I'd want, like, a McLaren. Those are pretty sick.
McLaren. I need to search up what these look like. How do you spell McLaren?
McLaren.
Mick?
M-C. Laren. No,
L-A-R-E-N. McLaren.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to click image?
It did. Whoa. It's got the up. It's got the doors that go all the way up.
The butterfly doors? That's what they're called, I think.
That's what they're called?
Yeah,
they kind of look good.
Okay, but you know how cool I would look in one? If I had, like, a headscarf and huge sunglasses, and then you, like, you see a car like
that's
that, and
true.
You would not imagine a person like me driving it. Like, that's the thing. I want to get, like, looks. Like, dang. I did not expect that.
Okay.
Search up the cost of one.
Price. Okay, everybody, put your guesses in. How much do you think a McLaren is?
120. What do you think?
120?
Yeah.
No.
I'm going,
I don't know what the McLaren is, but I think it's fancy. Because it's one word, so I think
120
it's
is fancy.
Really? How much are, like, Ferraris
cars
and everything?
Around there.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going 200,000.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Oh my god.
Mm.
Holy cow.
Mm.
It's expensive. Mm. Starting price, $310,000.
So add what we said. I said 120, you said 2.
We literally worked together to get this price.
Whoa.
We're $500 off if we add our totals.
Wait, expand all model type. Model year.
Look, there's a bunch of different types.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
So
okay.
There's this one. Then that's a 2023. And 2024
okay,
is coming
out.
Okay, I can
get an O.
That's $340,000. $382,000. $237,000.
Those look like Hot Wheel cars, though. That's kind of sick.
They do. $208,000. Okay.
$490,000.
You can do $208,000.
Yeah, but I don't want, like, the cheapest.
$237,000.
How much... Okay, how much does
2014, there's no price. That's crazy.
259.
The older ones don't have... A million? That's not right. $1,695,000?
If you're a millionaire, a billionaire, I don't see why not.
But for 2021... Oh, it looks like... Look, it's an open car. There's no room.
A convertible?
No, I don't even think it's a convertible. Look, it's just open.
Dang. Okay, search up how much a Ferrari costs.
Okay, put your butts in, everybody. Ferrari price.
Okay, well, if that's that much, I'm going to say, like, $250,000.
I am, too, because that's, like, my guess. Okay.
Sorry, guys.
Wow, okay, they really vary.
Okay.
So we have them from $227,000. To 2.2 million.
Daytona? Click that one.
I think that this
That's
like
a sick name. I want to name my kid Daytona. I'm so serious.
Okay, I can definitely see why it's
That's kind of ugly,
million.
Though.
It is a little bit ugly.
You know which car I like? The one that my favorite F1 driver got. Let me show you. I'm switching tabs here.
My favorite driver is Carlos Sainz Jr. Sainz.
Don't chop so.
New Ferrari. He got it as a gift. I think. I don't know. Because he drives for Ferrari. So.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, are they not going to show pictures? What the heck? Oh, that's him. My favorite. I love him.
Is he good?
Yeah.
Good.
Not better than Charles, I think. But yeah, this is the car that he got.
That's a nice car.
That, it's like sleek.
That is a nice car.
Right? 818.
How much gas do these use? Are there any nice cars that also help the environment?
Teslas? Electronic cars?
Yeah, are there any, like...
Electronic, Tesla, electric?
Tesla. It's the same thing. It's okay. I got the gist of it.
Yeah.
He looks nice. He looks very friendly.
He is... I've been watching YouTube videos of him with, the other Ferrari driver, Charles. Caroline loves Charles. Do you want to see?
Yeah.
You're gonna understand why.
How old is he? He looks like he could be our age. Oh, I like the dimples. Yeah, you're right.
25.
Oh,
and Carlos is 28.
Okay, he looks 25. He looks younger though.
Yeah, I think it's just because like he only has like a he doesn't have a full beard.
Oh, that's an interesting take guy, on that.
It's true.
Yeah,
no. Like that ages you.
Mm-hmm.
If you were a man, would you have a beard?
I think so, because my face shape is like, I think I would have a good face shape for a beard.
I would have such a bad face shape for a beard.
Why? I think you'd have a nice...
I have chubby cheeks.
But then, that's okay, because then, like, the beard will, like, make it look like you don't have as much cheek. Which isn't a bad thing. I like your cheeks.
Thank you. I'm not getting my, what is it, my buccal fat removed.
That stuff scares me.
Why would you do that? I saw this thing where if,
And you can't get it back.
Chubby cheeks and oily skin, you're aging slower than other people.
Somebody told me that
it's
in
true.
Shoppers a couple days ago.
But it's true.
Some random person told me that too.
They just came up to you and told you that?
Well, I was talking to them and then they were like, yeah, don't worry about your oily skin. You're aging slower than me.
Yeah,
but
it's true.
But it was an old lady who was saying that to me.
But it's true. Huh. And, like, I don't know why you, like, that makes you look youthful and cute. It's not like... Like, you see Bella Hadid now, before the comparison with her, like, her face?
Yeah.
She looks so much older now.
I think it's always crazy how... trends change. Oh, have you seen that Kylie Jenner photo?
Yes.
What's the opinion on that for you?
She looks normal.
Like,
finally.
Talking about the hand. Did you not see the photoshopped hand scandal that's going on?
Oh no, I saw the picture of her without any makeup and like the thing, her stepping out of the car.
No, let me
I thought we were
you.
Talking about something else.
Mm-mm.
Oh. What time is it?
She posted. Oh, she got rid of it.
Oh my gosh, everybody's getting roses.
We gotta go. Oh yeah, there's free stuff in the concourse today.
Free?
We missed it. Yeah, apparently, Caroline just texted me.
It's not going anymore?
No, it probably is right now.
We can check it out after this episode.
Yeah, we will. We will be checking it out.
Okay.
Where is this?
I think you just made something up on the spot.
I think it was Kylie. Maybe it's not Kylie. Oh, Kendall!
Oh, Kendall? No, who cares about Kendall?
I think it was Kendall.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, it was Kendall. Okay, I'm showing her this picture. If anybody wants to know, go to Kendall Jenner's most recent post. Look at the hand, and I just want your honest opinion. Because,
okay.
Like, we have dividing opinions right now. Is it Photoshop?
That's
or is
Photoshop.
It is?
That's Photoshop.
Because Caroline doesn't think it's Photoshop.
No, Caroline's blind because a hand is not that long. She's my height. Look at my hand.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's a very long, skinny,
No, but hand. What is that? The fingers blend into each other. It's not, that's not real. That's really bad Photoshop.
Okay. Good to know. That's really... Good to know your opinion.
Also, just like, what is this shading that she did? I'm not sure. See how that's a different color than that?
Oh, I've never, yeah.
And it's just this, like, she hired somebody really bad to
Photoshop. Whoa, I didn't even see that. The coloring is off.
Yeah. So she's gonna burn all this and not her hand, but she's literally in
a bikini. Literally a 90-degree angle where that color stops.
Yeah. And she messed up because it's, like, not even, like, you see that?
Anyway.
And young girls look up to these women and want to look like them. Yeah. They're not real.
So, yeah, that was posted two days ago. And, yeah. So, like, I just thought that was that's something that happened recently. I'm actually surprised that you haven't seen that.
I don't follow her.
I don't follow her either. But I saw it this morning.
Who showed you? How did you see
it? Caroline showed me. She was like, oh, this is a Photoshop? And I was like, yes, definitely.
I have some funny things on my...
are we doing media? What's it called? Media minutes?
Media of the week.
Media of the week.
Media of the bi-week.
The bi-weekly.
Whoever is praying for my downfall, try harder because I'm ballin'.
Okay.
Don't talk to me until I've eaten this mug. It's a picture of a mug.
Yeah, you've got to explain these pictures a bit better. I don't know the character.
No.
Was it capybara?
Dissociating in the Valentine's Day aisle.
I love looking at the stuff because I'm like, would I ever want that? Or would I like actually cringe at some of the
no,
stuff?
No, I want it, but I would buy it for myself.
I saw something that I was going to get you guys. I thought was so funny.
And you didn't?
No, because why? I didn't know if you guys wanted it. And I didn't know when I would see you guys.
Why wouldn't I?
It was a chocolate.
Oh, is it a chocolate?
It was a chocolate, like, the perfect man.
I took a picture of that.
I saw that.
I saw that,
too.
I've seen that a while ago. Okay, guys, I think
we're wrapping up our episode. Yeah. So we can end this.
We're getting a little bit of feedback.
I feel bad now.
Oh, I don't feel bad. This is not a quiet zone.
We're on the third floor.
Third floor. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you guys home? We gotta finish our episode.
Oh my god. We were just harassed. No, just kidding. Yeah. Okay, media of the week. Tell me some media.
She gave me the mask.
She's like, oh, because it's too loud here. Well, what did you think?
It's the third floor.
Beep.
That's a really nice photo. Can you send that to me?
Yeah.
I really like that.
It's, guys... It's a picture of a cat
with a spoon.
In a
we
spoon.
Need to start posting our media of the week.
No, we don't.
Well, like, how are they gonna know?
They won't. They need to listen. Meow.
Okay, this is gonna be your new profile picture.
I wish I could hate myself for one day because it's really draining to hate myself every day.
It's just a constant cycle.
Yeah.
It's just how it works. Have you seen American Psycho?
Yes, like in high school.
It's so funny.
It's stupid. I wanted to read the book, though, because I heard that's like 30 times worse. Like worse really? As in like gross, disgusting, gory.
Ooh.
Okay, is that your media of the week, American Psycho?
No, my media of the week is dog videos.
Okay,
oh, I've also been getting a lot of alignment charts.
I've never seen that.
So I've been getting like the lawful good, neutral good, chaotic good.
I'm sorry, are we in 20?
Yeah, exactly. 16? Where am I? Who am I at this point?
My media of the week, anyways. Sade, anything by Ooh! Her?
UFOs, let's talk about it.
I've been seeing
How have
so...
we not talked about
I've
this?
I've seen so many of those where people are like, there's an intergalactic war going on.
I love this. U.S. General says aliens cannot be ruled out in response to unidentified objects.
They just shot down another thing recently by the border.
No, that, like, very recent. My mom believes in UFOs.
My parents believe in UFOs. She's I like, believe in it.
Me too. I'm like, I feel like it's very strange that they only come and hover, but it's okay. It's a welcomed hover unless they
Unless they
want to
hurt me. Then yeah. I won't. They're not welcome, but I'm... I think it'd be cool. I think it'd be cool.
I feel like there are, no, there has been, like.
But it kind of makes me sad that they're super advanced and we're not.
Right?
But also.
But we're just on our own path.
Conspiracy.
Did everyone leave?
Yes.
Guys, let's talk about it.
No, let's not. Let's continue. Conspiracy theory. If we're talking about tying in with religion and stuff, where do aliens and UFOs tie in with the Bible?
Are you going to angels or something?
No. I'm just, like, question. This is a question. I don't have an answer. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking, if there's UFOs and there's so many years ahead of us, how does that tie in with religion?
Then did I God, guess religion
Did God wrong? Make them first, didn't like them, and made us later?
What the heck does that mean?
I don't know. Maybe they were a little bit ugly.
Or maybe if they do exist, then that maybe proves what that religion us? Doesn't... Whoa. Oh, that's like...
That's and that's
like,
why that's they're like, visiting us.
Dude, that's like...
To check up on us.
That's like Jupiter ascending. Jupiter ascending? Yeah, Jupiter... June ascending? Jupiter
I've never ascending. Heard of that.
It's an alien movie where they're humans, but they make other human planets and then harvest them once they've reached maturity, like us. Like, they harvest the whole planet.
Okay, so it's a true story.
But it's, like, a human, like, they are humans,
mm-hmm.
but then they make, like, almost, like, clones of them, like, a lesser clone. And then they live forever because they harvest the time that we've lived. And, like, everything we've done, they harvest it. You should watch Jupiter Ascending.
Send that to me.
I will. It's not a great movie, but it's an okay movie. You like, know what I saw? It.
If you get a brain transplant, are you you?
How would you survive a brain transplant? I actually read a book about that. It's called Eva. It's about this girl,
mm-hmm.
and she is in the body of a chimpanzee, I think.
But or that's like, the thing. If I put my like brain they, like, into she, your body, is it me or is it you?
That's a good question. I like to think our brains are us. Like, I'm...
That's... You're the brain. Personality comes from the brain.
Yeah. Like, everything that I'm controlling is from my brain.
Yeah. But it would, but, like, would you, like, if you do a brain transplant, you wake up, you're like, whoa, I look so different? Or would you be like, okay, let me carry on with my day?
No, I would know that it's not me.
That's crazy.
How would you not know it's you?
That's crazy.
Like, one day you look in the mirror and you're like, oh, yeah, I look different. Let's just carry on my day. No, I'd know.
Would you? You don't know.
How does it work? That's like other movie. That's like the other movie where that person wakes up in a different body every day. But it's, like, actually somebody's life. Like, they just go on, yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I think we're going to end off the episode here because I'm starting to get freaked out.
Yeah, we ended off on such a...
Weird.
We need to have our next episode be about conspiracy theories. Like, a real dedicated... Like, real dedicated
We need to do
episode.
Our research. Oh. Over the reading week, we can do our research.
We will do our research and we will come back.
It's just going to end up, like, a stupid, like, Shane Dawson conspiracy theory video. Like... Chuck E. Cheese is feeding you already eaten pizza.
Oh my god, this is awful.
Yeah. What was that and why did we believe it?
I still believe it.
I think it's weird, but I don't know what to think of it.
Okay. Anyway, that is the episode. That's all we have to say for this week. I honestly...
Thank you.
Yeah, that was 4 weeks worth of content right there, guys.
Enjoy the rest of your days.
Yeah, and we will see you on the flip side.
Don't say that. Don't end it off with that. We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.